AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The snowstorm moving through the Northeast has had a crippling effect in Kentucky. Drivers are stranded along Interstate 75. State police have set up shelters to try to help. Truck driver Mike Edmonds says drivers in Kentucky don't have a lot of experience in snow.
Cars are not heavy enough. They don't have the traction capability unless the roads have been plowed to be out in this weather like this. They just don't have the traction or the weight.
The snow keeps falling in Washington, D.C., and this powerful storm center is moving closer to New Jersey and New York. Mayor Bill de Blasio says coastal flooding may be a problem, but there's no need for evacuations yet.
We do not see a scenario where there's going to be a need for evacuation at this moment. We do have evacuation sites ready. We have 16 sites ready that can be up and running within a matter of hours if anything were to change.
The snow is bearing down on Philadelphia, and utility companies in New Jersey are reporting at least 40,000 customers without power, most of them along the coast. A suspect is in custody in Saskatchewan in Canada. Four people were shot and killed at a high school in a nearby location. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spoke from Davos, Switzerland.
Obviously, this is every parent's worst nightmare. When I spoke with community leaders, they obviously expressed that the community is reeling.
Police say the gunman was arrested outside the school but declined to release details about him. A juvenile passerby was injured last night after officers fired on a man who was walking in and out of traffic on the Las Vegas Strip, waving a gun and pointing at people. A China-based travel agency says American University student Otto Warmbier, recently detained by North Korea, is being held over an unspecified incident at his hotel before he was to leave for Beijing. This is AP Radio News. The Air Force says human error damaged a nuclear missile in its launch silo in 2014. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
In a statement released to the AP, the Air Force says mistakes by three airmen troubleshooting a nuclear-armed missile nearly 18 months ago triggered a mishap that damaged the missile. The service is refusing to provide key details or an accident report and only gave a brief summary after the AP asked about the incident for a year. The summary says the missile had become non-operational during a diagnostic test and was then damaged the next day. The repairs cost $1.8 million. The three airmen lost their nuclear certification. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Protest groups in Greece are planning 2 days of demonstrations at the border with Turkey. They're pushing to ease transit restrictions following 2 deadly boat sinkings that left at least 46 migrants and refugees dead. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.